Now, 007 may be familiar to most people as a fictional British secret agent, but to many Prague residents, it is also the name of their favourite nightclub. This basement music venue beside the Strahov Stadium has been a popular outlet for underground music since the 1980s. But now the club needs money for an expensive refurbishment. If it doesn't raise the necessary cash, it could be threatened with closure. As a result, a series of benefit concerts are being held at the club to try and raise funds. I visited 007 for the arts this week and came back with this report. In many ways, the 007 Music Club is a unique piece of Prague's cultural heritage. Situated in Block 7 of a row of concrete panel buildings which comprise the Athletes Village constructed for the Communist Games in the 1960s, it has been a venue for alternative underground music for nearly 20 years. In the late 1980s, it became a focal point for many young political dissenters and fans of alternative music. Many public readings and concerts by banned music groups were held at the venue, and it quickly gained a name for itself as a hotbed of counterculture. Even after the revolution in 1989, the club maintained its edgy, cutting-edge reputation by hosting concerts from leading punk and techno ensembles, who had been banned during the communist regime. The club would have provided many young Czechs with their first live experience of these types of music. In the early 1990s, the club also garnered a reputation for nurturing young, up-and-coming bands. Many major groups today, such as Ecstasy of St. Teresa and Dunai, would have played some of their earliest gigs at 007. It's a tradition that continues to this day, and the venue is still a favourite haunt for popular young groups like Clue and the Nihilists. Now, however, the venue is threatened with closure. The campus of buildings where it is located now comprises student halls of residence for the Czech Technical University. The university has warned the club that the noise emanating from it is causing too much of a disturbance, and that it will have to rectify the situation by March. In order to do this, the club will have to spend money it can barely afford on expensive renovations. Consequently, 007 has organised a week of benefit concerts in order to raise funds for the refurbishment. Monica Cherna is the club's production manager.
The problem now is sound insulation of the place, which is not as it should be according to the law. So we have to make it like absolutely perfect, so we are like the controlling offices are satisfied with this. So the next step which we have to do is to make whole new floor in the club, which is not good. So that's why we need to find money, because it's very expensive. So we decided to make these benefit shows to find the money for it.
Ecstasy of St. Teresa, who you can hear in the background, were just one of the many leading Czech bands who agreed to play the benefit gigs free of charge. Considering that 007 was the place which gave the band their start in the music business by hosting their very first gig here 16 years ago, group member Jan P. Mukhov said that there was no question about the band devoting their time to help the club survive.
I think it's like it's a must, you know, because we had a chance to play here as like when we were like a starting band, and it's a club which gives a chance for bands to play which are not so big or can't play in other places, and as well some other big bands from States, when they have the choice where to play, they often go for 007 because it has its own, you know, atmosphere. 007 gave us the chance to play, you know, so I felt like I want to help the club to survive, because it was important part in my life.
007 hopes that the concerts will raise half the money needed for the soundproofing, and that it will take out a loan for the remainder. Nevertheless, despite the club's determination to meet its soundproofing requirements, Monica Cherna says it still might not be enough.
The reconstruction will happen, no matter what the money is about, we are going to make it happen. After, if the officials come and make the and find out that the sound isolation is fine, then we are going to continue. If it's still not enough, then it's going to be a problem. But we'll see after the reconstruction, which will happen in February.
If the authorities are not satisfied with the new soundproofing, it is likely that the club will have to close down. In the 20 years since it first established itself as an alternative music venue, plenty of other night spots have cropped up in Prague, which means that the closure won't be as big a blow to the city's club scene as it might have been a decade ago. Nevertheless, Jan P. Muchov believes the club still has a lot to offer as an important venue for cutting-edge alternative acts.
I think there still is place for 007. I would say now the range of styles who can play here or who plays here, it's like much wider now. It's a quite important place for hip-hop scene. It's quite important place for hardcore scene and so for other scenes as well. So, of course, there are now other clubs where all those bands could play, but there's no one like 007, and I don't see a reason why it's supposed to be closed down, because it's surrounded by young people, so why they can't have a club where they can see some interesting stuff.
With all the benefit concerts being sold out almost immediately, it seems that there is a huge reservoir of goodwill in Prague towards 007, and that the club won't close its doors without a fight. One of the people in the audience on the night I visited was cultural journalist Andrei Formanek. He told me why he thought 007 had such a special place in the hearts of many Prague music fans and club goers.
I think this is one of the clubs, at least, if not the club, where the whole Prague club scene started. And when I was about 17, I came here for my first club concert, which was in 1990 or 91. It was a band called Vanessa del Rio. And at that time, the stage was here where we're standing right now. And there was a burned old car. It was like magic for me. And I think the atmosphere that was there that really gripped me at that time is still here, because this is the only club that I know where the stage is on the same level as where the audience is standing, and it gets you some kind of idea of equality, that the band is equal to you, there are no stars in here.
Like everyone attending the benefit concerts, Andrei Formanek is confident that the club will manage to survive, and he can't imagine Prague without it. If 007 were to shut down, he feels the city would not only say goodbye to a major cultural landmark, it would also be losing a little bit of its soul.
The idea that every night when you come here is a miracle of its own, that something gets born, something unique is happening. It's not just a concert that you got tickets for and you're just going to enjoy a professional show. No, it's a concert where you never know what's going to happen. This is the club that retains this kind of qualities. And that's why I like it. And if this club dies, I think something symbolic dies in the club scene of Prague and the cultural scene of Prague.